בורא יקר, תודה לך על הסביבה המיוחדת.
Dear Creator, thank you for this special environment with the friends, as we are blessed in connecting with these great friends. Help us all at Neberuch to reach corrections and connections that will stop this global war. Help the nations of the world to awaken so they can see and feel that you fill the whole of reality. Strengthen the friends on this path to attaining your qualities in you. Help us all rise above the evil inclination and not to cancel it. Help us to ask correctly for your reforming light.
Amen.
Amen. We will continue.
Yeah, we are learning about the entire process. Each of us has to go through as we exit the will to receive, where we were born and grew up, and receive the clarion, an invitation, a calling. An invitation from above to come out of it, to want to come out of it, a certain impulse, certain traction. And that is why we came to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not something a person chooses by himself, he is being led. But along the way, they also give him places where he has to add something of himself. And the more he advances along the path, he's getting more and more opportunities to participate in his advancement according to the desire that he has to add somehow by being incorporated in the books and the right people along the way who can assist him. And the study, different times, different states. And so, in addition to being awakened, he adds certain exertion that can awaken him even more. And in addition to the light that shines to him from above, he himself awakens this light from above. In his participation. And then through this awakening from above and awakening from below, by that a person advances until he begins to feel that his will to receive is something is bad. It disturbs him. He wants to get rid of it. To such an extent, he tries to get rid of it, but he sees that he cannot. Until he feels that for that he needs an environment by which he will be impressed, activated, and he can add his exertion, his desire, his pull forward, because envy, lust, and honor take a person out of this world, out of his place, out of his degree, and raise him to a higher degree. And also, by investing more, understanding more, feeling more, making those scrutinies, and in this way he advances. This path is not simple, it's long. If we were studying something external, we would be much more advanced than how we are here, because learning external things, science, psychology or something, we ourselves wouldn't need to go through these things. But here, we ourselves go through those states, and that's why we're confused. I can't experiment on myself and be both under this experiment and also to study it from the outside, just like a scientist studying these things objectively. And that is where our problem lies. We are reluctantly subjective because we go through different states and we don't know what states we're going through. And we also want to know about them. What are those states? What? How can we influence them? How are they influencing us? And this is the problem. To learn about ourselves is very difficult for us, because we ourselves are going through all those things. So how can we study it? If you tell it to any scientist, he'll tell you that it's impossible, because you don't have an objective point from which to see those things from the side, to make one parameter constant and to learn about other things. Yes, no, what we do in science, typically. For that reason, Kabbalists are saying that we have such a possibility to do it on the condition that we enter a society. A 10. And when we enter a 10, we can then realize our progress objectively. I look at others. I see how they look at me. We take care to be more and more connected with each passing day, to feel one another deeper internally, not like regular people, but to unite our desires for the Creator, our intentions to the Creator, in such a way that we try for our desires and intentions to the Creator to come closer to one another. And we don't care about whose desire is it, whose intention is it, as long as it clothes in each and every one and in all of us together. So we don't want to make these scrutinies, who owns these desires, these intentions, these thoughts. And in this way we come to a state where we can advance, we can sort out our desires and intentions, and we don't care about, it's not important who they belong to, but only that they would grow, that they would become stronger, more unified, more as one, as they connect. And that's the path, until we reach one desire, one intention. Until we can feel ourselves. Each one doesn't think of himself, but rather each one is thinking about the group. And I'm incorporated in it. And it can't be that there's me and someone else and another someone. There are no friends. There's only a group, and in it, in that intention, in this desire, we live. And we have to stabilize it together as clearly, as sharply aimed at the Creator, so that the tip of our advancement, the spearhead, is aimed at the Creator. We want to reach Him, meaning we need to restrict ourselves, our tendencies and feelings, intentions, thoughts, so they would all connect and acquire the form of the Creator. The form of the Creator. And that's really our work. In a sense, we're coming back to the form of Adam HaRishon. From that he fell and shattered. The Creator arranged it for him, and we have to return to that same state, but with an additional desire, additional egoistic desire that separates between us, and together with this separation, we want to take everything that separates us and embrace it and connect in spite of this separation, so that this separation would obligate us to unify ourselves to such an extent that the power that used to separate us will enter into the connection and will be used as a foundation for our connection, just as we learn about in the spiritual partsuf, that the coarseness is there, it doesn't get purified. Rather, it works so that we would connect above it. We will perform a restriction over it, screen, reflected light, and connection with the upper force. This is our work. At this point, later we will continue to connect between us and we'll start to reveal the types of connections between us. How much you can more and more unify those states between us, how much they could more and more help one another, each shall help his friend in such a way that they will connect more and more, all those tendencies and inclinations and desires and passions, all the deficiencies, everything. May they forget together both negative and positive things, so we would know how to work with everything. And eventually all those states, black and white, from that we'll begin to discover the Creator. The way we do it in our feelings, we'll come to a state where begin to see the Creator, His form, His image. From where? From the connections we made. From our connections. Hence, we will begin to identify the Pharaoh more as the force that interferes with our connection, with revealing the Creator. This is the Pharaoh, the backside of the Creator, that in this way, precisely, he's helping us to reach the recognition of the Creator, His revelation. And so, from a thing and its opposite, we come in our life quickly to the revelation. And this is the purpose of our connection, the purpose of our life. Let's hope that we do it firmly.
it, to do it.
That's what we learn from the verses. We wish to restrict the ego that separates us and depict ourselves how we can connect above the ego. This is the first stage. To connect above our ego, in spite of the forces of separation, which we know, we understand, we are not running away from them. We also know we can't run away from them. They are together with us, except we make all kinds of efforts so they won't interfere with our connection. This is called a restriction. The restriction that we have to perform for the time being. And later we'll use these forces of separation, of distancing, hate, rejection, where specifically through them we'll reach more exalted degrees. Meaning the more we use them in such a way that we use them to climb above them, by that we will connect and we'll make, we'll build higher partsufim in our connection. Our connection will be at a greater height.
Доброе утро, Раф. Можно вот так сказать, что если сравнивать нашу учебу,
is it possible to say
это опыт, который мы
это как бы our whole work and study is the cumulative experience and this empirical data that we need to accumulate to go back to Adam Alishon?
Correct. We need to collect all the instances that come to us, that all of it comes from the Creator, and try to connect above them, so that everything we feel in our lives will be as a correct infrastructure for connection. And then we'll see that there's nothing in all our lives which is redundant. Rather, each and everything has its place, only on the condition that we place the connection between us and with the Creator as a way to stabilize the shape of the Creator in our connection, then we're going to use correctly all the events in our life.
PT6. Turns out that in relation to the relation of the Creator, the individual is completely nullified and the whole calculation is with the group that he's in.
Yes, the calculation is with that partsuf of Adam HaRishon that we can arrange from the connection between us. Of course, each and every one needs to be annulled there, to be swallowed, to connect, to participate as much as possible in the connection between everyone, since only in the connection between everyone you can measure the contribution and the work and the an individual work of each person, how much he cares for the connection of everyone.
So what is it that the thoughts, desires, intentions you have don't matter, but it's enough that it exists in the group and that already contributes to everyone?
Only such thoughts and desires that you can attach to the group and in them to push the entire group towards the Creator. Only this goes into the spiritual work and practice. Everything else is, for the time being, around it. They surround it positively or negatively, but they also assist somehow. But the main thing is our work in the connection between us. What can we collect for the connection?
So the question is, from the explanation, it follows that it doesn't matter even if I have desire for spirituality or not. If this desire exists in my ten and I somehow incorporate with it, that's what's important.
So incorporating it like a baby in this world, a newborn, how is he incorporated? He does nothing. He doesn't know even where he is, but take care of him, and that's it. But because he's annulled towards the society, towards the grown-ups, and the more he grows up, he begins to demonstrate his independence, his self, his character. To that extent, we also consider him more on the one hand, and we also care for him less because we give him room for expression.
So my annulment transforms me to the result of the ten with respect to the Creator?
Yes.
And how do I intensify their thoughts, their intentions to become the form of the Creator?
By annulling yourself and wanting to incorporate in them. But when you annul yourself, you annul yourself, meaning your own unique form and unique way, and you annul before them and you adhere to them also in a personal way, in a special way. In other words, you complete them, and each one does the same. He annuls and he adheres to the others. And in total, this is the group, this is the ten, which is preparing itself in this way for annulment in the brain and in the heart, in the intentions and in the actions. And in that, by that, it's making itself into matter that the Creator can clothe in and can shape. The upper light then works on it, because it is like clay in the hands of the potter, like dough.
So all the addition that I add to them is only my annulment, by that I push them.
But the form of the annulment is what you add. And when each one adds the form of their annulment, we come to the first degree.
So all the addition that I add to them is only my annulment, by that I push them.
But the form of the annulment is what you add. And when each one adds the form of their annulment, we come to the first degree, relative to the Creator. Later, the will to receive grows in each one and everyone together, and then we enter certain fights, as the Torah is telling us, that it was happening all the time among the children of Israel, and then they have to work even above that, and that's how they advance more and more. On top of these fights and separation, the Creator awakens. It's really happening from the nature of creation. The will to receive, you attain a certain form above it that is similar to the Creator. Coarseness, Shoresh, Aleph, Bet. Accordingly, in the will to receive, there awakens a feeling that it is also opposite from the Creator, that He's different, so on and so forth. Feeling of coarseness that is greater. And this is how they work each time, until they begin in the descent and ascent by separating from the Creator and coming closer to the Creator. Start, stop. These kind of movements. By that, we begin to feel. They begin to feel themselves a bit more, and the group a bit more, and each one subjugates to the group, annuls before as they advance, and each one separates from the group as they go in a descent and or they fall. And in this way, from the light and the darkness, from these two states, we begin to acquire spiritual feeling, spiritual mind. Although it's not spiritual yet, but it's a beginning. And after several actions, we begin to understand that there is here there's a special process here that we're learning about, process of learning. As the light excels from darkness, so the more the darkness will be, the light will be greater, or the opposite, or left and right. We can't say that this is what's happening. This is the study.
Last question. So, what is it for a 10 that already somewhat builds its form of the Creator? Is it something that we hold on to, that form of the Creator?
It depends on the state and the degree from which we are speaking. Also in this world, everyone is somehow present, and somehow we all somehow arrange ourselves. We're in it. But there are those who understand more, and there are those who barely exist. They know this is my work, this is my life, I need to do this, and this is what I eat, this is where I sleep, this is my world, that's it. And there are those who are above and above. We don't use other things that people arrange next to us, but there are the people who give what they can, but they themselves also participate in life. Just like we see, they arrange things, they manufacture things, they build new things. This already depends on a person, on how much he's developed from the side of nature. By nature, and we need to see this in our inner work, in our building in the group, how we can actually arrange the spiritual world, how much I can add from myself in the connection between us. How much by that I can arrange, I can stabilize the spiritual world.
So the first grip on the Creator happens as a result of the Ten's work, or that each individual in the Ten holds on to it, meaning the first contact with the form of the Creator.
The first contact with the form of the Creator is when I begin to feel that I add consciously in the Ten, and by that I bring about the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. That's in general.
The state you described of connecting above the ego, above the forces of separation, requires high willingness of the friends. How to overcome the fact that some of the friends in the Ten are more ready and some less?
For example, envy, lust, and honor, they exist in everyone. And you need to use it, because in each one there's a tendency, there's a deficiency for envy, for lust, and for honor. They need to see how you are connected more, how from this connection you speak about more exalted things, how you understand better, you feel more, and how much you invite them. Don't reject them, rather you invite them to connect to you. And in this way you're pulling them inside.
What's the responsibility on those who are ready for this kind of work?
Anyone who's in it, even to a small degree, must participate in order to draw in the others, truly, using silent prayer, some action that he demonstrates without words, all kinds of states that they arrange between them. And that's how they need to awaken others and in higher degrees in common actions. And don't be despaired from it. This is our work. First of all, we need to receive each and every friend, which was given to me from above. And I have to both suffer and see that by that he's helping everyone and also me personally.
How to make sure there is no separation?
There cannot be any separation because the Creator arranged the ten and He placed everyone in the ten. And that's why we need to accept everyone as parts or pieces that make up the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. Only in the condition that a person in the ten interrupts us truly, and we have to decide seriously if he's interrupting or not, then we have permission to remove him from the ten. But it's on the condition that he is deliberately, throughout, over time, he's sowing separation between us, as if on purpose. It's possible also that he doesn't know that he's causing separation. In this case, we have to tolerate him and work on him and complete this work for him. According to how much time he needs to grow up and understand and participate with us together.
How those friends who weakened help us shape this form of the Creator? What's their role?
By growing weaker. But that's on the condition that we, together, all of us, perform various actions in order to bring them back to the desired action, the desired state. There's a lot to do here. This is the main work that is before us here, that is to constantly maintain the wholeness of the ten. Ten, five, it doesn't matter. But it has to be, this has to be wholeness. Everyone should participate with everything they've got in order to maintain this vessel as whole as possible. As intact. And then we'll begin to feel this one is coming up, this one is going down, but in total, these ascents and descents help us and they make a room between us for the correct use of each and every one. See, the following, all the friends in my ten, the Creator brought them to me. It's not like I chose them, or like that a person has a chance to choose anything, as if he sees the end of the path and the general vessel and which parts need to come to correction and through which accumulation. This is impossible. So the Creator arranged all those things. Therefore, I need to accept everyone as much as I can and help them. And specifically in our help to one another, there we see, we will see our progress. Our progress not towards some faraway goal, although it is far, but our progress is towards the center of the ten, where we connect together truly into one point. This is called as one man in one heart. The point, the singular point of the desire. And there we reveal the Creator.
So
there's not much to do here other than the connection as tight a connection as possible, and this will be advance. We advance.
Turkey 4.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. It is said that we have to be patient in this work, but I don't feel any patience. On the contrary, I feel very impatient and very angry. And of course, I want to hug my ten, cuddle them. I want to serve them. I want to delight their vessel with all of upper joy and bestowal. It's what I want. But on the other hand, the question is, should I be patient on this?
You need to understand. How shall I put it? That the correct attitude towards the friends is shown when you approach them with love.
When
you can't do it when you just begin, because there you only the forces of separation are at work. But nevertheless, we must come to a state where I receive support from the environment, and each time I get an example for how everyone is being more patient towards one another, and only I should feel myself as neglectful of everyone. How do I disregard everyone? How I am the last and the least. How I am quick to get angry at everyone. And these feelings need to accompany me all the time. On the one hand, and on the other hand, I need to constantly try and cover them with connection with love. In a state where I have no choice, or I won't make it to the goal. I must reach the goal on two lines, hate and love, left and right. Otherwise, I'll have no success. I must use this force of nature, the ego the Creator created, with everything I have, and I have to draw from the Creator the force of connection that will cover my ego. And in this way, to have the good force dominate the bad force. But the bad force should remain, and it will be used as a foundation, as the backside of each degree in it.
I wanted to ask him, I heard in the beginning of the explanation that there is such a state where we don't want to clarify whose thoughts, desires, intentions are these, but what's important is their inner connection.
What difference does it make in the ten whose thoughts and desires are that we work accordingly? The Creator arranged them this way, and we have to arrange them in such a way that above them we connect. And then from the connection above all the thoughts and intentions, and we only seek the unity between us, and the upper light shines to that point. And he arranges such a state where we begin to see our connection as the highest thing. This is called love covers all crimes. So we have many thoughts, many desires, opposing, different, but the connection between us is what's important. And in this way we surrender before the unity.
So I want to ask about this state. In such a state, what is the place of my work opposite every friend specifically? And this picture where I don't care what desires and intentions each friend has.
I can't
give you a complete advice for the moment, for the time being, but the place is such that you cry. From everything that happens in the group, between the groups and the relationships between the groups, and together with that, you serve them as much as possible. So many crimes may be revealed between us, and the more we advance, we'll feel them more. And above that, we have to lament the fact that they are revealed and we see them and we regret them. On the other hand, we have to cover them with happiness, with joy. This is something natural the Creator is revealing because it's the evil inclination He created. And together with all of that, we cover everything, both negative and positive, with love.
Love.
And that's how we cover everything.
Practically speaking, I see that sometimes there's a period where you put a lot of efforts into working towards individuals and then sometimes more towards the public and so on. So how to not maybe put our attention in the wrong place? What's the advice here towards the whole and the others?
Our work, generally speaking, has to be with the collective, with the whole, with the ten, in such a way that all the details that we can magnify in the ten, we do it. But everything is nevertheless for the sake of the ten. The important thing is to maintain the ten. This is a must until the entire 10 appears to you. It's very small, very restricted, and it restricts itself even more. And each time you need to examine it and get more and more. Something from the exile. So after we are in a state where we try to scrutinize between us different forms of advancement, and we hear, we understand, maybe even to a small extent we feel that our advancement can only come from the connection between us by attaching everything together internally with our thoughts, and we begin to feel the place of the desires as one heart, the place of our thoughts as of the one person, one brain. After we begin to feel somehow that there's a beginning of a connection between us, then we come to a state where together with that we begin to recognize the forces of separation that don't let us connect our desires and hearts or our thoughts together. Cannot. And each time they're a bit more or a bit less in their connection, and each time we must see how tight we are towards one another with our brain, with our heart, and we feel how much it's not yet and not yet and not yet, and through all the different modes of work and these states where we are struggling how to connect our brain and our heart into one for everyone. This is called the work in Egypt, where against our egoistic desires that separate us in our brain and in our heart, we try to be connected. So when do we enter Egypt? When we feel that our work is in connection, in the desires and in the thoughts, and they should be aimed only at the Creator until we reveal something between them according to how tight we keep them together. So this work is hard labor. Our egos constantly throw us off, confuse us, and they take us out of states that we attain, take us out of those states, and all of our efforts to connect more and more, and our failure to do so, this is called the exile in Egypt.
Joseph and his brothers, I seek my brothers. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Brothers, tell me, where are they feeding the flock?"
What is he talking about? We're starting to feel the importance of connection. That specifically in the connection between us, we attain spirituality. We approach spirituality at the very least. That's why there is a question, maybe not so clear yet, maybe not so clearly arranged before us, that we have to connect in a ten. I seek my brothers. And for the time being, we see ourselves as wandering in the field. We still can't find a connection, a tight connection between us and walking towards the goal.
A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed.
Our work is therefore to shorten the connection, the distance between us when we are looking between us, meaning internally. We're looking for an internal contact in our brain, in our heart, so that this brain and heart will be aimed at the Creator. That's why it says, "I seek my brothers." And so I don't know exactly where do they feeding, are they feeding the flock? Where are they in this field? Because it's a virtual field, it's a spiritual field. And the work in the field is very difficult. It's work in our desire. You have to plow and sow and reap, just like we work the land. And that's why it says about it, they that sow in tears, meaning they cry in this work, but later they come to joy. They reap in joy.
כשהאדם טועה בשדה, פירש בעל הטורים,
Baal HaTurim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real way which leads to the place where he should reach. As in, an ass wandering in the field.
Ass, or chamor in Hebrew, chomer, the matter of creation. The will to receive that doesn't know where to advance, because the will to receive by itself cannot show him the goal.
And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal that he should achieve.
That's because the will to receive that is found in a person, and a person is entirely made of the will to receive. He is unable to reveal the goal and to come to it. He sees himself as confused, simply.
And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God."
Only in this way can we reach the Creator, on the condition that we are in connection between us, and this connection more and more accumulates and gets organized and aims us towards the revelation of the Creator. Only in this way. Then we are on a trail that leads to the house of God, meaning the degree of the Creator.
And this trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there's no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, "They are departed hence."
Meaning we can't advance on this trail unless we help one another, where each one can help his friend and must help his friend. And only through the help of the friends, each one can advance. Otherwise, he can't take even a single step forward.
ופרש רשי, הסיעו עצמן מן האחווה. היינו, שאינם רוצים...
And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you.
Yeah, that's along the way. Each time the will to receive grows, and it prevents us from connecting between us and aiming ourselves at the Creator.
וזה גרם בסופו של דבר, שעם ישראל...
This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt.
The group that becomes organized feels itself that instead of advancing, it's actually retreating, it's going down. Before it had a goal, a desire, a direction, and suddenly it feels itself confused and knows not what to do. Why? Because they were not connected between them. They didn't know that through the connection between them, they need to reveal the Creator, specifically in the connection. And when they begin to work on the connection, they see it's impossible. The work becomes very difficult. It seems impossible. And they have, they're rejected from one another, repulsed. It's not like we're going to advance now and reveal the Creator. On the contrary, the more we look at one another, we can't stand each other. Each time the connection between us becomes more and more impossible.
And to be redeemed from Egypt,
then they feel themselves there in Egypt, in exile and slavery, that the will to receive rules over them and lets them do nothing. Nothing relative to the connection and to the Creator. then you say they are in Egypt.
We must take it upon ourselves to enter a group.
Each time to arrange yourself in the group that's more tighter, more unified,
that wants to be in love of friends.
Although all the forces at work reveal to us that we are entirely opposite from that.
And by that, we will be rewarded with
Раф, а что появится в конце благодаря нашим усилиям в работе в поле пахота?
What will appear in the end thanks to our efforts in that field through the harvesting, reaping and sowing, and are we making attempts to make the place as heaven, or we're already there?
We'll discover that all those things already exist, but they exist to the extent that we wish to keep them, to uphold them. And that's how it works out, that you need to exert in everything. Well, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, anything, you will reveal that it already exists. That we only need to give prayer, the strength that is required from us. But when we give it, we see that it already exists and it comes, because the future state that we have to reach is already in existence, and nothing is lacking except for our desire for it to happen. And if our desire will be in wholeness, then he can see those true pictures.
No, Piti 17.
We learn that only I need correction and the friends are already connected. Here it says that they departed, hence they don't want to connect.
Okay, we'll reveal both of those things. It's not important. All the states that we can reveal along the way, we'll have to perform those corrections of connection in them.
There
are many modes that are revealed.
Question from Moscow 8. How to create the field that's blessed by the Creator, but with the friends?
Alone, we cannot find it. We can only look for the field. I can only find the field, but my brothers cannot find. It's only by working together a certain trajectory between us, where we want to connect and reveal the Creator between us in the connection, and then each will help his friend. By that we connect, we become closer, we reveal ourselves, and with great opportunity. It can take a long time, but eventually we discover these points of contact, points of nearing. We stop seeing one another through our corporeal eyes and we see one another through the heart. Because we connect the hearts to some extent in the points of the heart, then we feel in our connection to your hearts, we begin to put together the picture of the Creator. This is the meaning of the picture of the Creator he will see. Meaning, that's how we reveal the Creator.
Avodat
Harisha ze she'anachnu chorshim et haratzon.
The work of plowing is when we plow our will to receive, and we turn it from will to receive to in order to bestow, the intention to bestow, and the will to receive, when we turn it to, when we give it the intention to bestow, when it's willing to assist somewhat to the actions of connect, of bestowal, the forces of bestowal between us, then we're able to connect between us in mutual bestowal to one another. This is the work of plowing.
And
by connecting between us, we begin to reveal these points of contact between us. This is called sowing. And when we continue to work on these points of sowing, we come to a state where we begin to see
how the
crops come out of the land, out of the seeds that we sowed, and we come to reaping and to other types of work that we have to do until we
from negative and evil envy.
We have to try. Nevertheless, to set an example of good envy. If we see bad envy, we should set an example without kind of shoving it in their face, but just set an example based on good envy, how much you envy him, how great he is in your eyes, and how by being great in your eyes, he's helping you to advance. And you tell
others. 13, Rabash. What is exile? It is that he is under the rule of self-love and cannot work for the sake of the Creator. When is self-love considered exile? It is only when he wants to emerge from this control because he suffers from not being able to do anything for the sake of the Creator.
So these are already very sharp discernments. When do we feel the exile? When we want to come out of it, in order to bestow, the aim to bestow. Meaning we do want to achieve connection between us, through the connection between us. We want to connect with the Creator, from bestowal through the friends to bestowal upon the Creator, who is at the center of the connection between us. And we feel suffering from being unable to do it. So the suffering we feel is called exile. And so from what do we feel suffering? From being unable to give mutual support between us, and from the mutual support between us to give contentment to the Creator. So the Creator will delight in us like a mother delights in her children when they play among themselves nicely, when they're connected and help each other. By this we bring contentment to the Creator. The Creator is complete. He doesn't need anything from us. He wants us to get along between us. In this simple way, natural, that everyone can understand. That's how we have to understand the situation. If we can't be in good connections with each other in order to please the Creator, our situation is called exile. According to the sorrow we're causing by the connections between us. And we can't be, just like children discover they can't have good relationships between them because their ego, their will to receive, is bursting from within them and doesn't allow them to connect in any way. So we are older children already, and we have to deal with our will to receive, which pushes us apart, and to try to nevertheless get closer to each other above it and not fall into the will to receive, but constantly stay above it in connection between us. And by this, we already give the Creator contentment. Okay? Try to create this picture before us as much as possible and keep it before us all the time as something necessary. And then it's considered that we're somehow advancing toward the goal in practice. Right, Niv.
So why isn't it called prayer? The state.
The state itself is not called a prayer. A prayer is how a person who wants to come to connection with others and from the connection to connection with the Creator. And he can't do it. So what happens in his heart with respect to the Creator, the request that he creates when he understands that only the Creator can help him position himself correctly through a level of people to come to the level of the Creator, this is called a prayer.
What's the addition? Why isn't it enough to suffer torments? Why should it become a request?
What request?
He wants to love the friends, it said. He wants to come out of self-love and reach love of friends,
yes,
for the sake of the heavens, yeah, and he suffers from it. So what's lacking so it will become a prayer?
We have to turn it into a prayer.
Prayer is from the heart. It seems that the heart is very scrutinized. He wants to work for the sake of the heavens and suffers because he can't. That's not a prayer.
I'll call it this way. I don't want to get into it. It's still far from actually making it a prayer, but whatever, let's say you're right. So what are you asking?
I'm asking, what else should he add? What should a person's response be on this exile?
The feeling of exile itself is not enough. We have to establish the exile within us. Why is it? For what purpose? From what am I disconnected? Who might help me? Etc. In other words, we have to position all these elements together and turn them to the Creator and ask and demand, and then it will be called a prayer.
By the Rabash, we should know that the exile he feels, that he is in exile, is measured not by the exile, but by the sensation of bad and suffering that he suffers because he is in exile. Then, when he is tormented because he is under the rule of oppressors, and he must do all that they demand him, and he has no right to do what he wants, but must serve and carry out all that the nations of the world in his body demand, and he is powerless to betray them. To the extent of the pain he feels and his desire to escape them, to that extent, he can enjoy redemption. again, we should know that the exile he feels, that he is in exile, is measured not by the exile, but by the sensation of bad and suffering that he feels because he is in exile.
We see in our world that there are billions of people who don't have a spiritual feeling, but they don't suffer from it. So you can't say that they are in exile. They're happy. There's no such thing that they are in exile. Exile is measured by the suffering of being in that state, and then I call these sufferings as being in exile. Go on.
Then, when he is tormented because he is under the rule of the oppressors,
his egoistic will to receive, which enslaves him,
and he must do all that they demand of him,
when he feels that they are enslaving him, that they are turning him into a slave,
and he has no right to do what he wants, but he must serve and carry out all that the nations of the world and his body demand. And he is powerless to betray them. To the extent of the pain he feels and his desire to escape them, to that extent he can enjoy redemption.
Meaning, there cannot be redemption, exile, from exit from the exile, before we feel how immersed we are in our will to receive in order to receive, and it enslaves us, and it turns us, it does with us whatever it wants, and we agree with it. And even if we disagree with it, it still wants and does what it wants. Meaning, the more we advance, there are several stages in the exile. The exile is long. So, the more we are in exile and begin to feel how the will to receive controls us, and we begin to resist its control, and we don't want it to govern us, and we begin to struggle against it, and we begin to suffer from its governance over us, to a point where it might give us the best things. Because Pharaoh, what did he give the children of Israel who were in Egypt? He gave them abundance. He gave them everything. He gave them the best piece of land. He gave them freedom. Let them do whatever they wanted. And they grew and grew until they felt, after the 7 years of satiation, 7 years of hunger. Why? Because it's the same years of satiation that continue, but they begin to recognize that they are controlled by their ego. And then they felt that it was no longer a good time, but a bad time. Because I can't come out. I can't emerge from myself, from my ego. And then, this is called, this is regarded as feeling the exile. So here we need to calculate, are we feeling ourselves outside of spirituality, outside of the force of bestowal, love of others, connection, and we are outside of it, but are we suffering because of it, because we're outside of it, or not? If we're suffering, to the extent of our suffering, we can call it exile. If we're not suffering, it's not an exile. When we develop to the point where we suffer from having no love of others, and we will start crying out to the Creator to bring us out, take us out of the exile, because we want to come to love of others, to connection between us, to mutual bestowal. Then our outcry will activate the upper force, which will deliver us from exile. And not before. So in the meantime, let's approach this thing which we still don't really want.
Question that keeps coming up, at least in the heart. How does the feeling of pain and suffering comes? From what? As a result of what in the exile?
In other words, how does the recognition of exile come?
The recognition is there, but the pain that we're in the exile isn't sufficient to really want to come out of it.
So through our intense work in the tent, in the group, when we want to connect among us, awaken the power of connection, through it we can rise to a higher level, meaning come out of the exile, but we can't. And then we cry out and ask.
It brings a bit of a different result, Rav. And it's been a while that we're trying to pray and come close, and it's just tossing us further away. And we're in a state that it's even hard to overcome and to find the forces to pray like it used to be. Maybe it's an advanced state, but from the lack of these forces, it's also hard. And it's written that we have to pray and pray, but it's like that we run out of forces, and where do we get new forces from?
The new force is the Creator. Turning to the Creator is on us. And there is nothing here that can help other than trying to nevertheless submit yourselves before each other, and all of you submit yourselves before the Creator, and then
one.
Да, дорогой Раф, а как так вот научиться выстраивать, даже во все дела?
How do we learn to build an intention in such a way that all the daily things will be incorporated there?
The fact that from your whole life you want to reach in order to bestow, and by that to resemble the Creator and adhere to Him, to give Him contentment through you wanting in what you're doing to give contentment to all created beings, then it turns out that your whole life is holy, is exalted by this. You became a part of the Creator. And then you feel how through you, from the Creator, all His forces go to all of creation, to all created beings, and you become a part of Him, connected to Him, in all His actions.
Ну, а как это в чувствах вот практически к этому прийти?
How does it feel in practice?
You start feeling as much as you're connected to Him in desires, in thoughts, in actions, in everything, that all of creation starts being for you as if it's here before you. And you, by this, feel yourself that you are working in all of creation along with the Creator, that you're included in Him, and in all actions and everything there is, that's what you do. You became the Creator's partner. That is called the complete adhesion in the Creator. If there's something good, bring it.
Kiev, although intellectually I understand that I must aspire for connection, in my feelings I enjoy separation and hatred. How can I begin to suffer from separation in my feeling and not in my intellect?
all advance, and you pay attention that there can't be love without hate. We have to advance in both. That from hatred we run away, and towards love we advance. But there can't be one without the other. There can't. Just as there is day and night, we always have a plus and a minus and everything, and each thing there's a thing in its opposite, because we're created beings opposite of the Creator, and only by feeling ourselves and the Creator wants this, wants that, only in that way we can advance.
She's asking, how do we start suffering from being disconnected?
We need to ask that the Creator will show us where we really are, and even if such state will show us or bring us an unpleasant feeling, we will still will be happy of the revelation of the truth. There's truth and there's pleasant. It's two things that don't necessarily come together. Because if I'm in the egoistic desire, I'll only suffer from the truth. But I'm willing to be in that feeling of suffering in order for it to show me where the truth is. And then I need to get support from the group in order to not run from the truth and be strong and hold myself, and in this way to overcome specifically upon the truth.
Allah.
Next.
Final question from Chile. They heard the word commandments. A student is asking, what commandments should students, women students of Kabbalah, do?
Love your friend as yourself in the group and disseminate to the general public, the commandment of love your friend as yourself as much as possible. There are no more commandments. All commandments are included in that one commandment. Love your friend as yourself. That's what's written in the Torah. And that's what we need to do, and not to exchange this commandment to corporeal actions with your hands or with your mouth, or only to do this. The commandment is in the heart, that I have to reach a feeling in the heart that I love my friends in the group and in all of BB, and then in all of the world. All the commandments in the Torah are only in order to correct the heart. That's it. Only to correct the heart. We need to understand this very well, not to forget it, and to do it and to advertise it. And now, discuss it between you, please. And by that, we'll end the lesson. Please.
Sadna.
Workshop. How do we, in the whole world, keep only the commandment of love, which is the commandment that covers all, as it's written, love will cover all crimes. And by this we will truly keep the Creator's desire in the whole way. Please.